You're listening to a classic business podcast as heard on Classic 1027. 1027. This is Classic Business with Michael Avery on Classic 1027 in Johannesburg and Fine Music Radio in Cape Town.
Well, time for this week's Brand Father with Jeremy Sampson, MD of Brand Finance Africa. Jeremy, good evening. Day 56 of lockdown. And the question is, are we starting to see a mass massacre of brands?
Michael, hello, your listeners. I think we are. As you and Anthea were saying earlier on in the show, Mr. Price raising funds, what for? Perhaps they're going to go for Jet. Interesting that those with a longer memory than many of your listeners perhaps will remember that Mr. Price came out of John Oars, and that was Stuart Kern and Laurie Cipriani. And we've not talked actually about the fallout from Edcon. We've talked about the terrible loss of jobs, but there is going to be a huge gap, a huge vacuum. And if Mr. Price do indeed go for Jet, they're obviously aiming to fill some of that space. But the people I feel most sorry for perhaps are the landlords, because they're going to lose a lot of that.
There's going to be a big crunch come the new retail landscape when all of this dust has settled, because they've lost, just in the last few years, the likes of Stutterfords, and now you've got Edcon, another major department store, gone, and so many others. And also what we're seeing is an acceleration of retailers moving to online, as it was a trend before this, Jeremy, that's now just being accelerated because many people don't want to go into a shopping mall or haven't been able to. So those who weren't shopping online are now experiencing that you can actually go and safely click and have something delivered. So it's going to mean that the retail REITs in particular, are in for a very rough ride.
They are indeed. But it reminds me of the words from 1900, that long ago. John Stewart, who's the chief executive of Quaker Oats fame, he turned around and said, "You can have all the factories, all the bricks and mortar, all the machines, and just give me the trademarks." In other words, just give me the brands. And as you and I know, there will be brands becoming available. Some won't be able to adapt. They won't be able to be digitalized or whatever, but others will. You know, I think another brand that might come into play, and perhaps I'm sticking my neck out here, is Kahlúa. After all, Comair has gone into business rescue, and probably the most valuable brand they own is Kahlúa. Yes, they have agreements with British Air and that sort of thing, but you're going to see, I think, around the place, people realizing that brands are assets, and as assets, they can be bought and sold. And this is the time where some companies that don't have deep pockets will find those with deeper pockets coming and perhaps knocking on the door.
Very interesting that. And I think, Jeremy, as we run out of time, because we've got such a packed show tonight, the brand of South African wine is something that we'll be toasting tomorrow. Wine lovers across the world are raising a glass to South African producers on Friday as Wines of South Africa have launched a very innovative new social media campaign to show solidarity with the country's winemakers. It's hashtag Spectacular South Africa, and they're encouraging you to take a video or a picture of yourself with your favorite South African wine. I can think of worse ways to celebrate a Friday.
Well, well done to Siobhan Johnson, who, you know, heads up Brand South Africa, rather Wines of South Africa. I think I might be looking at a KWB Mentors, but as we all spoilt for choice, let's be patriotic and, as you say, have a nice tipple. If only we've still got some left in our cellars.
Oh, Jeremy Sampson with the brands and scents here on Classic Business. Thank you, Jeremy.
Thanks, Michael.